It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
Brilliant. Do you like that?
This is brilliant. I gave this to Sam and he remixed it for me, and it's now number 3 in the BFM top 10.
The Imadale.
No, I just made that.
Oh, God. I was so ready to subscribe to that.
Should be, right?
You've tricked me. You've tricked me again.
It's been a show of trickery.
I don't know if I can have any trust again.
Yeah, I won't do that anymore.
Anyway, the reason we're playing this, absolutely diabolical, listen to that.
It's good, isn't it? I got it on my phone.
The reason we're playing that is because it's the Emmerdale review. What's going on?
Okay, well, very quickly, after the goings on at the Masked Ball, it's all calmed down a hell of a lot. Kim Tate, who caused it all, she was photographed driving a car without insurance, and now she's back in prison again. Because she was really bad and she was out on licence, and the police old Bill just wants to get rid of her. She's away at the moment. I don't want to give too much away, but she will be back.
Oh.
Just listen.
Is it just a hunch that you have? Or, you know.
But I don't want to give too much away. Right, now, I've never spoke about this character before, so I thought this was a good way to introduce you to Emmerdale. This girl in it, her name's Layla, and that she's a partner in a wedding planning business. And she's gone to Greece, right? Mm-hmm. Bit of a backstory, but it won't take long. She's gone to Greece to sort out venues and contacts for the business, so they do complete packages when people get married. Anyway, she was over there, organised a wedding, and then she copped off with a groom.
Right.
Right, so obviously all went a bit wobbly, right? We didn't know this at this stage.
That's bad for business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not good for business. So she's just turned up in Emmerdale after not being in it for a little while, probably on holiday in real life, because it's not real, just like I put it out there.
I'm wondering.
I go on about it, but they're all actors.
Look, tell me if this is a stupid question or if I sound naive, but is Emmerdale like a real place?
No, actually, that's one of my bucket lists when I go back to the UK. I want to go there and visit it.
Yeah.
And go and visit the set and all that. I'll just be in heaven.
Oh, man.
I'll just be in heaven. Anyway,
so Layla, she's...
Anyway, she's come back. We don't know about all this stuff, right? She's just come back and she's going on about the love of her life, this geezer called Clive. Just going on about him all the time. Anyway, it all gets a bit complicated. I ain't got enough time to tell you at all. Basically, what happens is she moves in with her old flatmates. They all go out one day. When they come back, there's like this mystery woman in the house just going mad. She's just looking for something. She turns round and she sees Layla. She goes like, "You stole my man and you stole my jewellery." It's like everybody's going like, "What? Whoa. What? Like, what's going on here?" And then, as she said that, she's got this plastic bag. And I must say, it was only one of them used once plastic bags.
So I thought straight away,
that's not, you've got to buy the proper bags now.
Maybe it's an older episode and they haven't got hip with the reusable.
But anyway, she's got this bag of all this jewellery. She goes like, this lady's going like, "That's my grandmother's jewellery. I got all the paperwork for it and all that." This big scream up. She's left. She's gone, "Right, you can have Clive, he's a dick," and blah, 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 blah. Mm. She's gone stomping out. So this Layla's got all upset about it. Said, "Right, I don't want nothing to do with Clive. That's it." Anyway, who turns up a couple of days later? Clive. And he's a real... I don't like him. You know, one of them people, you see him, first off, you go, "You know what, mate? Don't like you."
You know he's an actor, though, eh, Rob?
He's not a real actor. I just caught myself in my own track. Shit.
Oh, no.
Maybe it is true. No, it isn't. Okay. But, okay, he's playing the part of a person you look at and you go, "You know what, mate?
Yeah. Maybe he's just done something to his... He's holding his face in a way that makes him look like...
Really good acting.
Yeah.
Really, really good acting.
Incredible. He's developed the acting of having a punchable face.
Yeah, sort of.
Incredible.
I always used to think Cliff Richard had a face like that as well.
Yeah. But anyway,
I digress. So anyway, he's come back and he's smooth talk his way back into like Layla's sort of said, "Oh, sorry, darling, you know, this happened and that happened. She owed me a load of money and I thought I stole the jewellery and that'll pay back for all the money I've spent, blah, blah, blah." And he talks his way out of it. Anyway, he goes outside and Frank, who's Megan, who is the other partner in the business, his partner.
Yeah.
He goes outside and goes up to him and goes, "Oh, hello, Clive. I haven't seen you since we shared a cell."
Oh.
Dun, dun. Now, Frank is a well-known ex-con man. He's done his bird. You know, he's all good. Everybody knows what he did. And he's on the straight and narrow now. And he said, oh, what are you doing? He goes, no, no, I really love her. And he goes, like, what con have you got going on here? And he goes, like, I'm not doing a con.
Oh, but that's the classic con, isn't it? So, to be like, yeah. Look, I'm a con guy, yeah, I'm not
but
doing
I'm
not, a con.
I really, really love her.
But then
so,
it's like...
This is something that's bubbling. This is going to be a nice little storyline for us to keep pursuing. Mm. It's on every day at Up Past 12 on TV1. If you can't watch it, it's on Freeview.
Get
watch it.
It.
I implore you. If you don't watch anything else during the day...
Is it half an hour?
Half an hour, yeah.
It's pretty
we
brief.
We are approximately maybe 3 months, 4 months behind the UK.
See, that's what I'm saying about the reusable plastic bag thing. Maybe, you know...
Yeah.
It's just a couple of month delay, and then they're like, oh.
But I'm a bit of a person like that. When I look at things, I pick away at it.
You're like, oh, right. That's
but
the wrong place to be.
Lots of really good stuff coming up on it.
You think that's going to be a key storyline? It's going to be,
I'll tell you what it is. It's a bit like life, Emmerdale. You've got some real horrible stuff going on. And then some really quite nice stuff that sort of balances it out. And I think that's what we all need in our lives now.
Do you believe Clyde? Do you think that he's going to...
Nah, he's a wrong one. He's a wrong one.
So even though he's doing the whole, like, I'm not doing
a con. Well, see, he ain't got nothing out of it. Mm. He's got nothing out of it.
Or does he?
Well, does he? He even lost his unusable, resealable bag. So he can't even use that again, throw it in the river. But there you go. I don't know why I said that. Right, that's it.
Don't throw it in the river.
Don't throw
your plastic bags in the river.
Do you know what, though? I did think the other day, I've got my proper bags when I go shopping now.
You mean like cloth bags?
Yeah, I've got my bags and all that. And then when I was looking around, some of the packaging in the supermarkets is just as bad as plastic bags.
Oh, man, some of it's worse.
Is everything going to be paper bags?
Yeah, you know, you can buy those bananas that are all packaged up in plastic, and it's just crazy.
Let's do all of it.
Let's get rid of all of the plastic.
Do you know what? I actually read another thing. A lot of them things they're finding in the bottom of the ocean, the real like small bits of plastic. Some of that is from road markings. A big percentage.
I heard a big percentage blew me away. That a lot of it is also from artificial fibers in clothing as well. Because every time you wash your clothes, you know, your yoga pants or your Lycra cycling top. Listeners, you can't see what Rob's wearing, but he is wearing a pair of Lycra trousers and a Lycra top and a Lycra cap for some reason.
And a Lycra cap, yeah.
And he washes them all in the washing machine and it all goes out into the ocean.
Yeah, see if you can spot me on the way to Britomart after like 7 o'clock.
If you do see him, just doff your cap. Well, thanks for the Emmerdale review. Any predictions for what's coming up? You don't know?
I don't want to give too much away. Just watch it. There's some real sad things coming up and some real happy things coming up.
Okay. All right.
So.
Let's hit this outro.
Emmerdale. I've got to listen to it. Emmerdale.
Oh.